This is Daniel Wheaton from the Midwest Newsroom. Latino immigrant farmers in the Midwest face many obstacles starting their own business, especially when it comes to finding financial assistance. Federal grants from the U.S. Department of Agriculture can help, but those can be challenging to access. As Issa Lazariga from the Midwest Newsroom reports, nonprofit organizations are stepping in to help.
Sandro Lopez and his 11-year-old daughter Maria herd chickens into a pen in their newly repaired barn. The Nebraska family has been gradually renovating a 9-acre property in David City with the help of grants.
Farming, it's part of my life. It takes personality. So I want to follow my own path, like growing food and taking care of the people.
They grow squash, tomatoes, and lettuce here. A $50,000 grant helped Lopez build a vegetable washing station. The money also helped repair the roof of the 20-year-old barn. Lopez says being able to run his own farm, called Natera, is a dream.
The farm now, we have enough infrastructure to run a very small business.
Lopez arrived from Brazil in 2015. He integrates indigenous farming practices of the Tupi people with Nebraskan agriculture. They sell the produce at farmers markets and donate some to local organizations. Maria helps.
Yeah, and usually when we harvest them, we give them to a food bank.
Lopez is one of about 700 Latino farm producers in Nebraska, according to the USDA's agricultural census. Like other immigrants, Lopez struggled to secure startup capital. He was denied a USDA grant because he didn't have 2 years of production yet. Lopez wants the federal government to see Latinos as not just farm workers.
It's not bad to be a worker, but I want people recognize me as a farmer.
The USDA has launched programs dedicated to serving underrepresented farmers. Still, for some, obstacles and stigma remain. There are nonprofits that have adapted their funding processes to better support Latino and immigrant farmers within the Midwest.
There's a lot of barriers in those USDA offices, not even just language, but we're talking like immigration status, discrimination that's been recorded.
That's Valeria Cano Camacho from Practical Farmers of Iowa, an organization that supports farmers through training and financial assistance.
When we have foundational money, it's been really nice to be able to offer farmers either cost share programs or more technical assistance without many strings.
Applicants for federal grants are generally required to have a social security number, something new immigrants often lack. At Practical Farmers, any applicant is eligible for a grant regardless of citizenship status.
To be transparent in creating trust with community, being like, first, we are not taking any of your information and sharing it with anyone. We know that that is a really big and valid fear. And so we don't want to pressure you, but we also don't want you to feel like you can't continue with this dream if you want to own a farm.
Loans for immigrant farmers are also more accessible through another organization, the Center for Rural Affairs. The center provides loans to any Nebraska resident, including non-citizens.
Now the most magical place of all.
Back in David City, Lopez is grateful for the financial support he's received. He hopes to continue growing Natera with help from Practical Farmers. Next, he plans to finish remodeling the abandoned farmhouse on their property.
Gonna rebuild everything.
So then we're gonna move here?
Yes,
I'm gonna miss that house.
Lopez teaches his children the value of a word from the Tupi people, Nimbojara.
Nimbojara means to be willing to learn together. So they just learning from Papa what I learned from my grandparents and my parents, and they do learn from their grandparents and parents.
That is the legacy he wishes to leave. For the Midwest Newsroom, I'm Issa Lazariga.
The Midwest Newsroom is a collaboration between NPR and public radio stations in Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, and Nebraska.